You know, man, all seriousness, I sit here thinking about this, just looking out the window, and this Israel thing is so mysterious and so easily deceptive one way or the other. And I was thinking about how Jesus said that, you know, there would come signs and wonders from false prophets that in these end times would even be able to deceive the elect, if that is possible. And, you know, aliens coming down is not going to deceive the elect. I don't think anybody's going to legitimately, if you're really walking with Jesus, going to believe all of a sudden. Most everybody's been known for the last two decades. You know, this is clearly demonic and all the videos know that. But you take something like Israel where they have this miraculous six-day war and the timing of them, quote, becoming a nation, and there's enough of what appears to be the hand of God. Clearly he allowed it, just like he allowed my first marriage. There's enough of what appears to be the Egyptian magicians on this thing to make it really look like to evangelicals that this is the blessing of God and that this is the fulfillment of these prophecies in Scripture. Brother, I tell you, if we finally stand on Jesus' words that a tree is recognized by its fruit, you cannot say that this is anything other than of the devil. But Christians say this is of God. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wouldn't this be just like God to allow something like this to happen, to be a part of what will be a great end times deception, where right now everybody just under Trump has rallied behind Israel and Zionism is at an all-time high and the hope for Israel is at an all-time high. I mean, look at Gary wants to move to Israel to save the Jews. All these evangelicals around here are all talking about, you know, the new Rabbi Kahn book. And my mom says right now the people in Israel are saying they have more peace and safety than they've ever felt before. I quoted her the scripture from Thessalonians. It says, well, everyone's saying peace and safety, destruction will come on you suddenly and you will not escape. And it looks like, it really seems to me, brother, I need to pray about this, but that this is a terrible, terrible end times deception. And I really believe like God is allowing this. You know, it says that he's going to send them such a delusion that they will believe the lie. Right? He's going to send them such a delusion. Again, what's a greater delusion? Aliens showing up that we've been being primed for 20 years. Satan bringing fire down from the sky. Or believing this antichrist work that's going on with this unregenerate, godless, secular portion of Israel, thinking that that's of God. Somehow or another, brother, this plays in a big way into this end times deception. I really believe this. I'm more and more, I haven't thought about this a lot, but it's something to be aware of and to not get sucked into this because I just sense this, that this is a part of, like, God is allowing this to happen intentionally to deceive people. Now think about this. Whoever shows up, let's say that you're on the side of the evangelicals right now. Whoever shows up to the benefit of Israel before Christ comes back, you will be implored to serve, to, in other words, if my parents are so excited about what's going on in Israel right now, amongst them and all their church, what are you going to do when Antichrist shows up and blesses them better than they've ever been blessed by a Donald Trump? Are you going to now turn and go, oh, this isn't of God, when for the last 10 years you've been saying, bless the Lord who saves Israel, who's restored his people and all that? Do you see how this could play into a terrible, terrible deception and a delusion that you would believe? Suddenly you've been believing that this is all of God. And now when the Antichrist shows up and he looks like a nice guy and he's doing for Israel what, quote, you believe God's been doing for Israel since 1948, man, you now all of a sudden find yourself in a conundrum of conundrums. The whole of salvation and history starts and ends with Israel. They are God's chosen people. They've received the laws. They've received the covenants. They received salvation. Jesus is a Jew. You know, everything is dependent upon them coming back to God. It's like everything is dependent upon Israel. You know, the spiritually speaking, we are Israel. We are the new spiritual Israel, Galatians 6. So it's like everything becomes about Israel. You could see how this could be. And it isn't, it's interesting to me that where Persis got off foot with God is by having a wrong view about Israel. And I just see how there's something to this. Like that is what got Persis off. I knew we were in trouble when she had this squirrely view of Israel And what of the old covenant represented spiritual Israel versus the geographical Israel, et cetera. And there was just this real weird contention. Anyhow, I very much could be wrong about this, man, but for years I've been believing this and the Lord has never corrected me on this. And I just find that each time I go back on it, I get more and more convinced. And I wonder if this isn't part of a grand end times deception where people begin to side with this false Israel. I told my mom, I said, now look at how God allowed Satan to deal with Jesus. Satan did not come to Jesus and promise him something that was apart from what God had already promised him. He promised him everything God had already promised him, just sooner and without all the pain. I said, God's promised to restore Israel. Is it not possible Satan came and has done the same thing he's done with men always and tricked them into a counterfeit? After all, it says he can give the kingdoms to whoever he wants because they're in his hands. And that somehow or another, this plays into the great end times deception. I mean, this is really quite extraordinary to think about. And I'm going to just ask the Lord if he wants me to know any more about this to teach me, but it's something to be very cautious about. And also when I look at the lives of the people who buy into this, man, the fruit of their life shows that they are an Ishmael, a goat, a child of Satan, you know, a carnal Christian at best. All these people who've gotten on this Israel bandwagon are not living a real devout, all in, willing to take God as Lord, Jesus Christ as Lord, obedience, suffering, faithfulness, holiness, losing your life to find it, hating your life. No, on the contrary, it's all about they're loving their life. They can't wait for things to be turned around. They're devastated that we've lost the great president who's going to help save our finances, our jobs, our income, and our great country that we love so much. This is all rotten fruit. Rotten fruit, man. It's incredible, really incredible to think about, man.